the intent, not taking time for granted. The intent, not taking time for granted. This is Danielle, and you are here on Journey HBBA. I come and create from the village of helping build bridges across.com. The intent, not taking time for granted. You know, this heart often references the season when my life changed in an instant, because from my present 2020 view and reflection on that season, I see the lessons that I carry forward with me. I share now based on the foundation for those who may not live aware of that precious gift called time, or not recognizing that moments will become memories. Not maybe. Moments will become memories. This share is to bring awareness to that fact, to allow your heart to consider the gift that is not old to us. It's not old to any of us. The gift of awakening to a new day. So whenever this heart is sharing in this area, I'm very aware that some may find themselves feeling weighted, especially if the heart is being challenged with regret. And as a woman of faith, my leaning board has always been and continues to be my relationship with God. It's not ritualistic, it's a relationship. I know by experience a living God. A relationship that I had prior to the moment that changed my home, that changed my plans, that ripped apart my blueprint. The moment of, in an instant, in between breaths, my life changed. You know, and as an adult, I know life changes. But in that instant, young hearts looked in my direction wondering, what now? What does all this mean? Living in my truth on the website, helpingbuildbridgesacross.com, tells the story. And only for the hearts who are not aware of the story or desire to want more, it's there. My intent is that you are not lost in a season of sadness, heart challenged by a dark room that is trying to keep you locked inside. Whenever I share in these areas, I always recommend to watch the video. The video that was created called You Are Never Walking Alone. You are never walking alone. It offers resources, and if you need assistance or someone to talk with, it's a great place to start. My heart's intent is that you stay well, that you have or find peace within, and that you know that if you are here, someone, somewhere, now or soon, will need you. And that is not a small thing. This heart is not just sharing words. And please know that wherever life finds you, or the place that you're being challenged in present day, that you know there are those of us who truly care. My name is on that list first, and it's the very reason that I share. My heart is fulfilled in doing what I do. And I'm not obligated. It fulfills me. It makes what I've walked through matter. It makes what this heart has walked through matter. This heart is praying that you find your way through. And again, please know, you are never walking alone. Many hearts are grieving and don't realize that they are not alone, and you can do something that brings purpose from places that you may have no answers to. You may never receive a why. Painful places, but moments that have the potential for purpose and allow something to grow forward for the life, for the heart of someone else. And for this heart, that really matters. My reminder is that I don't share answers. I share a perspective from my own walk. This village offers a heart buffet, and you can sample what you like, and you can choose to connect to any area, to any part that's best for you. You can freely take that and only that, which is an asset to travel forward. You know, exercising in any area builds within. This village happens to exercise gratitude. And as villagers, we are tending a garden, is what I like to refer it as, of making gratitude contagious, infecting as many hearts as possible with these truths. Especially for some, we know it builds a reflex. It's a reflex that will show up, especially when life unexpectedly turns upside down. And these are words from a heart that knows. Confronted with the choice, with options of what that means and what can grow out of that. It doesn't have to be a platform. It doesn't have to be large. It doesn't have to be small. It can be whatever fulfills you. And for the hearts who may not know, who may have never considered, you know, there's a list of things that we all have to complete. And a phone call comes in, we should take time to speak with that person. Whatever we're working on, we can pick it back up where we left off. We said something, we did something. We should not have said it or we should not have done it, you know? But we can make a point to say, I'm sorry. Don't allow the trap of allowing something to linger or not acknowledge the part that maybe you played a part in. And even if you say, I'm sorry, and it's not received or it's not embraced, at least you did something that released your heart and allows you to peacefully continue forward. Make a point to laugh, to be silly in your own way, to celebrate life. It can be a gathering. It can be a walk with friends or on your own, journaling, whatever it is. Let's enjoy the life that God has given us. It matters. We have now. We have this day. Let's make a point that wherever we show up, we've packed with us peace within. And in fact, let's consider not visiting others or speaking or even texting someone if we are not in a good space. Let's do our personal work first. Let's get our focus back on what really heart matters and then show up with peace. Even peaceful silence can, in a room, can be a gift. Don't just have good thoughts about someone. Share your thoughts. Share it. Just share it. Don't just think about it. Say the words. Share your thoughts. Love, kindness means celebrating those we have in our life this day. And the intent to consider is not to take that for granted. For those of you who have younger children, which for some may mean busy lives and schedules and those projects that have to be completed, but consider when your child needs your attention, any moment within your day, asking a question, making a comment, sharing a story, intentionally drop everything and take a moment, take time to pause and give complete attention to that moment, eye to eye, listening intently, making that child or children to feel that they are the most important moment within your day. That travels for a lifetime. The intent, not taking time for granted. You know, it's so easy to live life as if nothing ever changes. Let me say that again. It's so easy for us to live our life as if nothing ever changes. But from our heart that knows, it does. And it will continue to include changes. This heart lived and lives with that awareness in this way every single day. You know, loss of any kind has a grieving period, and I can't share what that should mean for anyone. But I do know from our heart who grieved many times on many occasions and in various ways. My relationship, my faith in God walked me out of dark places, dark rooms. And after the healing for this heart, the road continues forward without regret, without regret. Not looking for accolades and sharing that. I'm looking to share that you have the same opportunity afforded to you every single day, every moment. Please Don't allow life to rob you of that. Be aware. The intent, not taking time for granted. Remember, if you're feeling burdened or if you're challenged with regret, there are resources of Hearts Who Care. My share, my contribution is the video of You're Never Walking Alone. Until next time, my dear friend, villager, hugs from my heart to yours. And for those of you who have traveled some distance now with this heart, you already know, you, me, all of us are making gratitude contagious. We are planting seeds of gratitude in our own way, infecting as many hearts as possible. Take care.